Hello. Today I'd like to show you how to implement gesture control with the Microsoft Kinect version 2 in your Unity project. It's actually fairly simple. We will need the SDK that is specific to Unity for this. You can download it from the link that I provided in my blog post. I do have the package here. It consists of three sub-packages. One is the general Kinect SDK for Unity package, then you have the face tools, and you have the visual gesture builder. And you will also get two sample projects, one of which I'm going to show you in a minute. First of all, we're going to open and import the Kinect 2.0 Unity package into our newly created Unity project. Then we will just drag and drop the Kinect View folder into our project. You can just go ahead and click on I made a backup, go ahead, because I'm using Unity 5 and the SDK is compatible with Unity 4 as well. One of the major differences is that in Unity 5 you can use the free personal edition to implement Kinect gestures. In Unity 4 you still need the pro version. In the folder Kinect View, you will find the main scene, Unity scene, which we will open. It's just a sample scene that will show you some of the data that you can have access to in Unity when using the Kinect SDK. So you see the stick man with the joints, you see a color image and depth image, and that gives you a good idea of the things that you can work with. However, I would like to start with a fresh scene. And the only thing that I need from the Kinect View project, which you can easily import later on, is the scripts folder with its scripts. So let's create a new scene and save that as gestures, for example. And let's start with creating an empty game object that is going to hold the scripts that is taking care of the source data. So let's call it Body Source Manager. And let's assign the script called Body Source Manager to it. So if you click on Add Component and you start typing body, then you will find the Body Source Manager. This is part of the sub-project called Kinect View, so you will get that with a sample project, not with the main SDK package. And that's why I wanted to leave it in. And then we're going to create a second empty game object that will be the parent object for whatever I would like to move around with, for example, my hand. Let's call that object one. And let's create a new script called detect joints, which will serve the joint detection and movement. Detect joints, and let's assign it to object one. And let's also give object one a new game object, for example, a cube. You can create that right away as a child object by right-clicking on object one, clicking on 3D object, and then cube. Let's open the script that we just created in Visual Studio and let's start editing. First of all, we need to tell the project that it can access the Kinect namespaces and functionalities, so we will need to add using windows.kinect on top of the file. Then I would like to assign the body source manager that I just created, the game object, to the script, so we will need to add a public variable of the type game object called body source manager. Let's save it and assign it straight away. Otherwise, we'll just forget it, or I will. Let's assign this. Then, next, I would like to be able to select the joint that I would like to track so I don't have to change it in the script or so. That would be really bad. Thankfully, there is an enum that can take care of that. So let's create a new variable of the enum type, joint types. called tracked joint. And if you save the script and go back to Unity, you will see a drop-down menu which will show you all the joints that you can track, for example, hand lift. Next, we need a private variable that will essentially take care of the data that we get from the body source manager component, i.e. from the script. Obviously, we cannot grab the component or the script from the body source manager object every single frame, because that wouldn't be very good for performance. Instead, we need to assign it once and then grab the data from there. So private body source manager body manager, and that is what we're going to take care of in the start method. So first, let's check if the player or the developer has assigned a body source manager game object. So if body source manager is null, then tell him to assign a body source manager. With body source manager. And next we're going to assign, so else, if it's not null, then we're going to assign that particular component. So body manager equals body source manager dot get component. The type is body source manager. Opening closing brackets. That's it for the start method. The rest we're going to take care of in the update method. First of all, with every frame, we would like to check if body manager is still null. This may be the case if the Kinect is still initializing, for example, or if it's not present. So if body manager is null, or if the component isn't present, for example, because the component will exist, we will need to grab the data, etc. So we will need to add a lot of checks in the script. So if body manager is null for whatever reason, because you assigned the wrong game object, for example, then let's just stop the method. If it's not null, then I'd like to grab the data from the body manager and assign it to something. Now, the thing is that the Kinect can track up to 6 bodies, so we will need to assign it to an array that will differentiate between all the different bodies. That we can create on top of the script again, so private. There is a type called body, which comes with the Windows Kinect namespace. Let's just call it bodies. And in our update method, we're just going to assign the data from the body manager to that particular array. So bodies equals body manager dot get data. That's simple enough, isn't it? Next thing, we're going to check if bodies is null. Bodies null. And that is going to happen in the first few milliseconds of the game initialization. So if bodies is null, then return. If it isn't null, then we are going to go through a for each loop. That comes in super handy if you want to check every single element on an array, for example. And you can create it by typing for each, hitting double tab var body in bodies, which is our collection of data. And in the collection, we're going to check if body is null. If that's the case, we're going to check the next body. If body equals null, then continue in this case, because then it will jump to the next element. And if it's not null, then we need to check if it's actually tracked or if it's just a passive bystander. If body dot is tracked, and if that's the case, we're going to create a new position variable which we will then use in order to assign the position data to the game object. So var pos equals body joints brackets, and then we add our joint type, which is tracked joint dot position. Last but not least, we're going to assign the position to our game object. So game object dot transform position equals new vector 3. We need a new vector in order to do that. Brackets pos dot x from our recently created variable and pos dot y. That comes in super handy. So I save the script, just checking if everything's still filled in. Let's start the game or the project. And now I'm moving my left hand and you can see that the cube moves a little bit. And that is quite a big problem because I may have a big game environment and need to move around a lot. And if it reacts that little, then that's no fun. However, this is a problem that can be very easily solved by just adding a multiplier. So public multiplier type float equals 10. So public float multiplier. The public just enables you to edit that value later on and also for other objects. And in our update method, we're just going to multiply the coordinates with our multiplier. Save that and start the project again. Now I'm moving my left hand again, and you can see the movement has a bigger impact. And now I'm going to create a second object. Let's start with an empty object, call it object 2. And I want to give it a particle system. Let's assign the detect joints script to the object, assign the body source manager, and let's assign the right hand. The other one was left. Yep. Let's start it again, and now you will be able to see that I can control both the particle system and the cube individually by moving my right or left hand. And if I move my feet, for example, then you won't see any movement except for the hand movements that are caused by me moving my feet. So yeah, that's it. That's how you very easily implement gesture control for your Unity games. I hope this is useful for you and that you get started creating lots of awesome Kinect games with Unity and this very easily recreatable script. So, if you want to hear about more news in terms of game development, then please do follow me on Twitter or Facebook, or just follow my blog. Most of which will be in German, but there are lots of translation tools available, and occasionally I will post some English speaking content as well. So it was fun having you around. See you soon.